This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Good morning, gardeners. 7 o'clock on this Sunday morning. A little bit of rain out there. But that rain's a little bit better than the snow we've been getting this week. Welcome. Let's get some questions going today. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, if maybe a little shy, don't want to come onto the radio, you can always email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I can try to answer them today while we're on the radio. You can also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/paulpgardenclub. You can ask the questions there. You can see some different posts that we've had in the past. You can see a pretty good one that we had yesterday with a picture of my daughter on her first birthday yesterday with me in there. And she does make everything brighter, so it was pretty cool to have yesterday with her birthday. It's amazing what a year will do to change in a child's life, and what it'll do not only for them but for you as well. So you can see that, but there's multiple ways to get a hold of us. Now, that way we can try to answer all your questions. We've been getting a lot of people have been interested in the newsletter and sending emails saying, I want to sign up, etc. Now, we brought back the newsletter this week after a couple weeks not being on there. We just were having some issues. My mom is the one who puts everything together. Her computer was not working. She had to try to do everything from a tablet or a cell phone. And when you're trying to make sure the right articles go in, that's a little bit harder than it can be to do when you have an actual computer there. For those out there, who don't have computers, they just have tablets and phones. There is a reason to have a computer still at the home as a desktop. I have one so I can do the radio show from. So it's just something I know not as common these days, but it wasn't working, so we couldn't do much about it. We finally got it out this week on Thursday. Had some great articles on there. And I know it's not up on the website if you haven't seen it. It's only in your emails at this moment. But it's a pretty good one. Some good information that came out of it. So take a look and see what you can get from it. But each week it has some great information of timely information of what you can be doing. Take a look at it and do what you can. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. One of the articles that was on this past week's newsletter, or the week before, actually, on the 31st of January, which I thought was a really good one, was the deer article, Deer Proofing Your Property. Some good information of what you can do and how to prevent some of the deer. And it's not just about It's not just about repellents. It's not just about planting, maybe a border line or putting in an area where deer do not come. It's about what else can you do to be putting there, and one of the things that people don't realize is you can plant other plants that actually deer don't like, and they're almost deer repellents because the deer will come into the area, they'll see the plants that they don't really like, they don't like the taste of it, and they'll move on. Might move to the neighbor's yard, they might just go all together. So, there's some thoughts on what you can do there. So take a look at that. That one is in our archives from January 31st. So it's a pretty good one. I enjoyed it when I was reading it again. Another newsletter article, which, I learned something from the article that my father had written in regards to the grapes. I read the whole article and I knew a few things on there. But one thing I really thought was pretty cool, and I was wondering, and it's something I actually might look at doing this spring, is can this, the use of what is being done in France, and my father and mother and a group of listeners went to France a few years ago, and they went to a vineyard, and, so there's grapes everywhere, and the entire vineyard was covered with 2 inches of stone as mulch versus, your wood mulch, and it actually helped keep the weeds out, but what it really did was helped the plants start growing 2 weeks earlier in the spring for a head start, and the fruit ripened by 2 to 3 weeks in the fall for sweeter tasting fruit. So at the end, as he writes in the article, the result was a better tasting wine, and they could sell the wine for more money. Obviously, it's a better profit for the crop. So there's a reason, there's a method behind it. But I'm looking at it and saying, okay. Now, if they did that, it means that stone acted as a insulator, acted as something that will warm up the soil and get that soil active earlier. So saying, okay, what else can we do that? Could we do that in the garden? Maybe. We're not going to put anything out in the garden, but is it going to get it warmed up, etc.? But if you do it too early, does that mean weeds are going to come on there a little bit more? Who knows? So then you kind of look at it and say, all right, do you have fruiting shrubs like blueberries, small little raspberries or strawberries, etc.? Maybe you look at those. I'd almost look at the blueberries and say, all right, maybe I can get those going a little bit quicker by doing that. So that's a thought. It's something that we're going to have to try out. I don't know. The people at this vineyard that my father had went to obviously had been doing it, and they tried it somewhere, and it worked. So they were saying, all right, let's keep going. We're going to do this again, and we're going to go all over the place. Now, your high bush blueberries or your larger bush blueberries, maybe that's something you can take a look at. Get the area around it to warm it up. Get it ready for the season, and maybe you'll have blueberries early. Who knows? But it's just a thought. But the one of the things about it, which obviously got me thinking about the blueberries, is there's another article in this newsletter about blueberries. Some great information. Different ones to say, all right, these are the early seasons, the early varieties, the very early varieties, mid-season and late season. And he's got a few listed for each one, about four for each. So it's good information if you're looking to add some fruit to your garden instead of just having vegetables. Blueberries is a nice way to do it. Just remember that the blueberries are like very acidic soil. And, in the area, a lot of times when I will look at a soil test, the area will have like a 5.4 to 5.8 acidity. The blueberries actually would take it even more acidic, like a 4.5 to 5. So we're almost thinking about doing the opposite of what we would do for your lawn, because the lawn wants to be very alkaline, very neutral, whereas a blueberry wants to be very acidic. Loves it. It's stronger. It'll have better blooms, better flowers, which will produce those berries for you. So If you have an area that you have some heavy moss growing, and it's, you know, it just, you're going to know that it's an acidic area. You know, maybe there's pine trees in the area. Pine trees like very acidic soil. You're saying, I think a blueberry is going to do well there. You know, so you take a look at that and say, all right, these are the areas that I'm going to use. You don't necessarily have to say, ah, oh, nothing's going to grow here. It might end up being there's too much shade in the area. But if you can get some sun in those areas and there's pine trees, you know, the older, taller pine trees, you could put some blueberries under there. Use that acidic soil that's already there to your benefit. So it's some good information. This one is this week's newsletter from the 21st or 22nd. So we can, you know, put that, we'll put that on the archive soon. But there was some great information out there. You know, I read these every week and say, all right, you know, what can I learn from this? And I learn something new each time. It's awesome. It's like my father's still teaching me on the daily basis or the weekly basis. So I do really enjoy looking at it each week. And I know some of you out there would want it too. So if you want to sign up, go to our website at paulparent.com. Go all the way to the bottom. You'll see sign up for newsletter. You can go there, or you can send us an email at paulpgardenclub.com. We'll do everything we can to get you on there. Like I said, my mom's up in Massachusetts with me for a few days away from the computer, and hopefully when she gets back, it gets fixed, and we'll get back to normal. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break right now, but we'll be right back to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do what we can. In the meantime, we're going to go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Lori's in Proctor, Vermont.
Lori, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a Hawaiian anthurium, and it's dying on me. It's been blooming for about a year now, and I don't know if I'm over-watering or what I'm doing to it.
Okay. Now, what's happening to the plant itself right now?
The leaves are all drooping. They're just falling down.
Okay, so, and how often are you watering?
Well, I was feeling of the soil, and every time I thought it felt dry, I was watering it. But maybe I'm overwatering it.
Okay. And, has this anthurium been in what type of light? Sun, part sun?
Not too much sun, no.
Okay, so not direct sunlight, that's perfect.
No, but a lot of light, but not direct sunlight.
Awesome, that's perfect for it. Now, has the plant itself had a rest type period this winter? Has it, this is kind of sounds like what it might be doing, is getting that dormancy period for a 6 week dormancy period.
Oh.
What you want to do with some of the dead and not looking flowers and foliage is you actually want to cut those back, get rid of them, because they're actually detrimental. They could be, once they get all the way to the bottom of the plant where it gets into the soil, it can actually start rotting there and cause more damage. So any of the brown, yellow type branching, you can cut back and get rid of.
I don't have any of that, though. the stems of the plant are just leaning. They're all leaning down. But
okay.
The leaves are not yellow or anything. They're okay. Just all leaning down.
Okay. How big of a pot do you have? Like
it's
10-inch pot?
Probably a 5-inch pot.
Okay. So what you can do, so since it being a smaller pot, it's actually good. Put your hand through the plant and hold, you know, so you're going to be over the soil. I want you to flip it over and take the pot off. I want you to take a look at that soil that's underneath there.
Oh, take now, the plant right out of the pot?
Right out of the pot. So I want to see what's going on underneath it. So when you get a chance to do that, so you take the pot right off. You look in it and you can see a number of things. If it's too wet, it's going to be a dark soil all the way through. And you might see some of the roots that are in there maybe rotted or not doing well. Okay, you want them a white fibrous type root. That looks strong. They might be a little bit darker because they've been in soil, but a white fibrous root is awesome to see. Now, if you flip the pot over and you see just roots everywhere, one thing that it could be is it's pot bound. It needs to be put into a bigger pot.
Okay.
Maybe go into something that, you know, not double the size, maybe like a quarter of the size bigger. So if you're going from a 5-inch pot, go into an 8-inch pot. So that the roots have somewhere to grow and move around on it. Now, if you open that up and it's really dry all the way through, the soil is just that light brown, then maybe the watering is not happening enough. Okay, so you'll be able to tell the difference because the soil is either going to be really compacted with the roots or it's going to be stuck like that. Now, say you need to repot it. Make sure you have something that has a peat moss base to it to add to the soil. You can buy like coconut husks or like little bark at a garden center in small bags to add to the soil to mix into it to make it a well-drained type soil.
I see.
So there's a couple things you can be doing on that. So we're about to go to a break. If you want, hang on, and I can give you some more information after the break. We can go a little bit more over if that works for you.
Okay, I think I can handle it from here.
Okay, I'll talk a little bit more after the break, just so keep listening, and I'll give you some more information. So thank you for the phone call, Lori.
You're welcome.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We haven't been able to find any survivors.
The Chambers County Sheriff in Texas saying they're still searching for three people who were on board a 767 cargo jet that crashed into waters just off Houston yesterday. In recent hours, they have found some remains, but the sheriff says...
I feel like it's probably a crash that nobody would be capable of surviving.
The jet was heading from Miami to Houston when it crashed into Trinity Bay. The FAA says it lost contact with that plane when it was about 30 miles from its destination. Riding the rails, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un headed to Hanoi by train for his summit with President Trump this upcoming week. He arrived in a Chinese border city yesterday. It will take at least two more days for Kim to travel through China to Vietnam for the summit with President Trump on Wednesday into Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Parent Garden Club, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Lori in regards to her anthurium, and it was drooping. So I had gone over, you know, the repotting of it to take a look and see what's going on underneath. And it's, you know, anthuriums, you know, they do need some water. Once it dries out in the first, like, half inch of the soil is when you should really be watering it next. Okay? It also could be a couple of other things. It's usually either water, it's light, or some sort of disease issue. Now, it seems like the lighting is perfect because it doesn't want that direct sunlight. So maybe it's maybe it also could be like temperatures. There are temperatures that want to be warm for them to really be producing. If it's next to a draft, it doesn't like the draft, so that could be an issue. You never know. Just throwing some other things out there that it could be. And this is common with other plants as well, especially the house plants in the house when you're looking at these things. All right, they're drooping. What may cause this? So the first thing we like to look at is light. Then we look at the water. And then we look to see if there's a disease or insect issue. Now you can take a look at the plant and lift up the leaves and see if there's any insects that are on it. Mites, thrips are common pests in anthuriums. So you can take a look out there. If there's a severe infestation, you can be using like a horticultural oil or an insecticidal soap on there on a regular basis. Those both are organic products, so they don't have a residual. So depending on the product, it can be every 7 to 10 days or every 10 to 14 days. That residual goes through. It doesn't just sit there, whereas a synthetic chemical that you would use sits on a plant for a longer period of time, working for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. The organic product, it doesn't sit there in the soil. So you can take a look at that, see if there's any leaf damage, see if there's anything else going on with it. And once you kind of inspect the area, you can say, all right, this is what's going on. Then the other thing, and I've talked about this a few times, is creating a very high humidity area around the plants. So they like the higher humidity to keep them to growing. It's almost like they want to be in like that rainforest type atmosphere. And somehow, can you create it in your home? I've talked about it a few times. Just the simple things you can do. Mist the plants around them to create that higher level of humidity. Group your plants together versus having them all spread out. Plants will actually create humidity when they're together, and when you do spray it, they'll work on it together that way. The other thing you can do is if you have a saucer underneath the anthurium pot or any pot to create this humidity, get it, you know, take some rocks and put it on that saucer, and so it's, you know, about, it adds a little bit of height to the plant. But what we're doing is we're taking the roots away from the bottom of the saucer. And with those rocks, you go about an inch high if you can. You know, get one of those plastic trays that's a little thicker. Go about an inch high with the rocks. And then fill the base of that with water, but only halfway to the top. So instead of filling the whole saucer with water, fill it halfway. The water from there will create humidity in the area of the plant as well to help with this. Now, the drooping part of it, like we said, could be overwatered, could need a new planting, could need some sort of spray, like horticultural oil or soap, but these are just a few things that you can take a look at. I just like to look at all the details. And again, a lot of these things can be brought from plant to plant to plant. And what are you going to do? You know, the drooping can all be the same type thing. Is it overwatered? Is it underwatering, etc.? So take a look at a few things around it to see what's going on. Also, take a look. Is it in, you know, is it above a heater? You know, for this plant, it wants to be warm. It wants to be 78 to or higher. So maybe it's in an area that the heater's there, but it kicks on during the night or during the day, and then at night it drops down. And it's getting that almost like a freeze-thaw effect, if you will, but it's not going to freeze. But it's getting those huge drops in temperatures, so maybe that's part of it. So plants, you know, they're giving you all the information right there in the front of you when they droop or what happens. A lot of times when we look at it, we say, okay, maybe it's water. But it could be a number of those other things. So just take a look at your houseplants. Is it water? Is it lighting? Is there an insect or disease? Is it temperature? Have I fertilized it? Have I done this? And then, as I suggested to Lori, taking the plant out of the pot, let's see what's underneath the root system and see what's going on. You know, are the roots circling in the pot? If they are, we definitely need to repot that and get that into something, because the roots are just circling, looking for, you know, food, water, etc., and they stress out. They stress the plant out, and it's what's called pot bounds. And it won't be as successful as you want it to be. So take it and put it in another pot, you know, a couple inches bigger than what it was before, maybe 2 or 3 inches before as it was before. That way it has some time to grow in that plant. Anthuriums and most plants, maybe every 2 to 3 years should be repotted to get them stronger. Depends on the plant itself. All plants are different, but a lot of the houseplants is every 2 to 3 years. You should really be repotting them. So hopefully that helps, you know, not just Lori, but others out there who are looking at their houseplants saying, okay, what about this, what's this, etc. You know, asking a few of those questions first might be able to determine what's going on. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call. We'd love to hear from you today. You can also you can go to our website at paulparent.com. You can go all the way to the bottom. You can sign up for our newsletter. And then you can also, you know, you can even email us there. I have my email up here so I can answer some of the questions on the radio for you if you want. You could also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Paul P. Garden Club and get us that way. Last week we were answering some questions right from there. And, you know, I had a lot of good ones from there. So I wanted to see what we can do to help out going forward with that. Now, last week we had someone post on our Facebook wall, Marilyn. She was asking, she said last year she lost every rose bush in her yard. Any chance I might know what happened? You know, I can do what I can to take a look at it, but with what could have happened with roses, you know, if you have all the same variety, maybe one insect hit it or one disease hit it. When you plant, you know, one of the same style, maybe an insect just goes from plant to plant to plant to plant and just goes right through. Maybe it was overwatering, maybe it was underwatering. We had a lot of rain this past year compared to years past. Now, we were just barely above the drought phase. We weren't in a drought, really, with all the rain. But when your plants are in a drought for so many years in a row, they kind of figure out how to live from it. And they kind of say, okay, I'm not going to get a lot of water. I need to figure out how to store it and get it done this way. So maybe with all the rain, it did something along those lines. There's also maybe, you know, some sort of pest, like a deer. Certain ones, certain roses that they'll eat. They might not like the thorns, but some of them, the thornless varieties, they might eat flowers or might be rabbits. It might be anything. So, you know, Marilyn, if you're listening out there, maybe send me a, you know, a message with a little bit more information of the roses, of what's happened, or give us a call. We can try to do that. Call us today at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll help you out, do everything we can to get you going for the week. But, you know, it's, I think there might be, you know, a decent week with maybe a little bit of snow at the end of it. There was possibility of snow last night. We didn't get, thankfully, where I am in Lowell. We got mostly rain. We've had enough of it in the past couple of weeks. It's almost like February is the new January in December. February, we seem to get more snow than we do, most years here. Hopefully winter is done, but I don't think it's going to be. I think we might have one or two more storms left in us. Mother Nature wants us to, you know, stay cool and stay with some of that snow. I know the kids love it. The downfall, which is might be a great thing for some of them. All the kids this past week were on February vacation in the area, so there were 2 days they could have either had delays or maybe canceling of school that they missed out on, but, you know, some of you guys were out having fun elsewhere. So, you know, that snowy, rainy weather is still around. Maybe we'll get another one here or there. But the most of the week is looking, you know, in our 30s, typical February weather. So not much you can do out in the garden, but just really get ready to plan. Take a look at some of the different garden centers for some seeds, growing indoors, getting those ready. You know, go to the garden center and just take a look at the seeds. You know, which ones do they have? Do they have organic? Do they have this? Do they have that? Etc. A lot of places will have a few different varieties of seeds. One of my favorites, and we talked about it the past couple of weeks, is Botanical Interests. Their seeds are awesome. Each package is has a hand drawing on it of what it... somebody drew each cover of every package. Obviously, they reproduced it on a higher level. But what they, you know, what they have done is it's pretty cool that it shows the organic matter that they have. They have a ton of organic seeds, ton of GMO-free seeds. I believe almost every single one is GMO-free. So it's pretty cool to look at. You can actually take a look at it and, you know, oh, I want to do this. Oh, I want to do this. And the websites will have information. I've talked about a few times is burpee.com. Burpee, their website has a lot of awesome information. It'll tell you basically when to start it, when to do this, when to do that, etc. That way you can kind of use it. Maybe you get a seed from a garden center, your local garden center, and then you come home and you go on to Burpee and see if you can find that seed on there and say, okay, I have that one, and you can tell all the information so you have it right at home with you. A lot of times the packages will say, this is when you should put it outside, this is when you should do that, but just in case it doesn't, maybe go to their website. Again, like I said, awesome information on there. I really do like looking at their website when it comes to the different varieties. So take a look there. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. But we're coming up at the 9 o'clock hour today. We have Victoria from Natural Alternatives joining us. She'll be here to answer, to give us some more information about the different products. And she told me, not this week, but next week, they have a pretty big announcement coming for everybody out there. So stay tuned for that. Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be back on the other side of the break. Answer more of your gardening questions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hey
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first?
Rob in Massachusetts.
Rob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. Good morning. And first of all, I'd like to... let you know I'm sorry for your loss, and also I really appreciate you taking on the show, and I know it's a lot of work, and just wanted to thank you for that. It's really helpful.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Going back to the blueberry plants, I was thinking about planting some, and I was wondering, you know, if you could talk about how big the plant gets, what, you know, what size of an area I might want to have for that, and ultimately... you know, for the homeowner, you know, how many blueberries will it produce?
Okay. So there's a couple things to look at when you do that. So there are different styles. There are low bush and there are high bush blueberries. So the low bush blueberry stays very small. You might see them more in fields. So they stay low. When my parents have a house in Maine, in Kennebunk, and behind their house was this field of blueberries, the wild blueberries. They were all considered low bush blueberries. And a lot of, there were trees over them, so they did do, you know, had some shade, but they, what had happened was there was some clear cutting that happened in the background. It opened up the fields, and the fields just got huge with them. So the low bush can stay low and take up areas, maybe 2-3 feet, maybe, you know, get a, you know, maybe a little bit bigger when it comes to that small portion. But over time, you're going to get more and more blueberries. I can't tell you exactly, like, this is what you're going to get. But there is, you know, there's not a lot of ways to say exactly how, you know, if you get a bushel, if you'll get, you know, a quart, etc. But the low bush blueberries, you're going to have smaller sized blueberries. You're not going to have some of those bigger, thicker ones. You'll have a few here and there. Now, the high bush blueberries, which are some like the one of the varieties of Patriot. There's also Blue Crop and Jersey. Okay, so those three right there, we have an early variety, a mid-season variety, and a late-season variety. Those will get some of the bigger blueberries, so they'll have different flavors to it. Some of the different ones will have a little bit more tart to it. They'll have a little bit less tart to it, etc. So it really depends on what you're looking for. So some of those high bush blueberries, I've seen them get 4 to 6 and 6 to 8 feet tall. Now, one thing, every time I think about high bush blueberries, I actually think about, we went to my aunt's house in Auburn, Mass. And the next door neighbor had built this structure around his high bush blueberries. He had built basically with netting all over it to create it, but you look over and the bushes are like 6 feet tall. So he's got this structure that's about 8 to 10 feet tall with netting over it. It was one of the things about blueberries is birds love to pick the berries early when they're you know, not ripe. So you look at blueberry netting or some sort of bird netting, etc. Like I said, the first thing I think of is at my aunt's house is her next door neighbor had this structure around the blueberries. And I was young. I don't know how old I was. I was probably in my early teens, and I looked at it and just went, wow, that's, you know, kind of unsightly. And then I had learned about it and went, oh, that makes sense. He gets a lot of blueberries out of it because of what he does around it. So it's not, you know, each plant, you're not saying, all right, it's going to get me this amount based on what it is. It's based on what you do to help it. Okay, keeping the acidity very low. You want a very acidic soil. So they sell products out there called soil acidifier that will help bring your soil more acidic. Okay, so that's one to look at. Fertilizing regularly, you can use Holytone. Once you've established that acidity in the soil, to keep it that way, Holytone would be a good one. I know it says holly for, you know, you're thinking more evergreen type shrubs, but this would be perfect because Holytone is acidic based fertilizer. So that would be something to do with it. Taking a look at it and, you know, usually having more than one plant per, a lot of these will self-pollinate. So you won't have to worry that way, but some you'll need to have pollinate through others. So you can take a look at that. If you want, Rob, I'm about to go to a break. I can talk to you a little bit more during the break. That way I can give you more information. I just don't want you to, it's like a 8-minute wait over the break. I don't want you to wait that long. So if you want to hang tight for me, that would be great.
All right. Thank you.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.